Welcome everybody to a brand new podcast called Absolutely Germany. My name is Lydia.
My name is Jens.
And we are your hosts for the show. This podcast should answer your questions like, why come to Germany? What will it be like? And things you should think about when planning to go to Germany. You will listen to several different interviews and statements from international students and teachers. They will tell you their opinion about German study life. We really hope that our podcast will help you with the decision to study in good old Germany. Have fun!
Start with one day in the life of Aytok, a Turkish exchange student who wants to share a day with us. Enjoy!
9:53. Waking up is difficult.
It's so early, but first of all, my name is Aytu. Right now, I'm trying to wake up because I'm so sleepy. It's so early morning. Actually, I try to wake up so late because days are so hectic, and I want to take my sleep as long as I can. What can I say? Yes.
10:15. Checking the fridge for breakfast.
Yeah, that's me again. I too. After waking up, I'm so hungry right now, and I really need to eat something. But for the students, foods and eating is so hard because shopping. I don't like shopping too much, too food. But I really need to eat something right now, and I'm gonna check my fridge. What do I have? And I will eat something, yeah, like sandwich or whatever I can find in the fridge.
10:45, punctuality of buses in Germany.
If I don't have any courses, I prefer to stay at home. But if I have some courses, I prefer to go because courses are so important. And by the way, I came from Turkey as an Erasmus student in here. And transportation is so different in Turkey from here because you don't know the times, you don't have schedule, something like that. But in here, everything is on time, and I like public transportation too much in here because everything's in order. You can take buses on time because they came on time, and it's so nice for me, and I prefer and I like too much public transportation.
11 o'clock, not much distance between teachers and students.
Today I would like to talk about this idea of...
Right now, as you understand, I'm in classroom, one of my favorite courses, International Business Simulation. Actually, I like the other courses too, but you know, this one is special for me. And I would like to talk about my courses in Turkey a little bit, because they are so different from here. You should sit down in the class and listen to teachers, because they always talk, and so theoretical, but in here you can share ideas, be part of the course. I like that part too much. And you know, another difference is that I realize that it's the teachers. Teachers are so nice in here. They are acting like your friend, as your real friend. And here, there's not too much distance between students and teachers. I like that part too much because in Turkey, it's distance too much, and you should. Even, you know, for example, you should speak them as Mr. something or like that. But in here, they want from you that you should speak with them with their first name. It's for me so different. And it's even, you know, actually it's a little bit hard for me, but I like that part too much. Wait. No.
1:15 p.m. How to become a vegetarian.
Okay, it's me again, Aytu. After the course, I'm so hungry right now, and I will go to Menze because that's the nearest and I guess it's cheapest place for me to eat something good. But at the same time, there's disadvantage about Menze because I'm Muslim. I don't eat pig or swine, and there's always swine over there for the meat. I don't know, I guess it's cheap, but at the same time, they have vegetarian food for us, and it's good because there's soup in the menu. It's good for us because I have no chance to make soup in my dorm. And I like Menze for the other reason. There are lots of students over there eat their food, and you can meet somebody, you can talk with others about, you know, everything. I don't know. I like Mensa. Yes, I guess I will eat something right now. I'm so hungry.
9:15 p.m. Picking up friends for the party.
So what's up, Jens? How are you, man?
I'm good. And you?
Yeah, all right, man. I'm so excited for tonight, you know?
Yeah, the party. I heard of it. Yeah. It's really, really nice.
It's going
I'm really
to be
looking
nice.
Forward for the party. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're going to go pick up some girls?
Yeah, we should go, man. They're waiting for us.
After midnight, advantages and disadvantages of living in the student residence.
Yes, right now I would like to say something about my dorm, because I like to stay in dorm and I have to stay in dorm in Germany. At the same time, dorm is so noisy, but you can speak lots of people, you can meet lots of people in here, you can know other cultures, you can learn something from them, and it's hard to sleep over there, sleep in here, because lots of noise coming to your room, and it's every day there are parties and other stuff, but it's knowing other people, learning from something to them. I like that part, and I'm so glad right now to stay in the dorm.
This was interesting. Now listen to a conversation between Aytürk and his two friends, who are also exchange students. The girl, Erin, is from the US, and the guy, Jean-Marie, from France. They're going to share their experiences in Germany. Afterwards, we will listen to an interview between Lawrence and Erin.
Actually, Germany wasn't my first choice. I wanted to go to Florence, Italy, because I'm a graphic design major, and that's the graphic design capital of the world. My second choice was Germany, and I came here because I have a lot of ancestry here in Germany.
So, do you want to say that you don't like Germany?
No, no,
at
I
all?
Like it.
You like it?
Yes.
And for you, I too?
For me, I like Germany too much, because I came from Turkey, and this place is so different from Turkey. It's so free. I like the courses, you know. I like even the courses. Do you mean what I mean? You know?
No, not exactly.
I like even teachers, you know. They are so different, you know. I like that.
I choose Germany because I think that it's the most important partner in economic situation with France.
Yeah.
And I think I have to be able to speak in German, you know.
Do you find courses here harder than in France or easier?
It's the same things. You have to... you have to translate your course, but actually it's the same way to think. And
I don't know, it's so different, but you can learn... They are different. They are different from my country. The courses, is processing stuff, the teachers, everything.
Yeah, no, I know everything's different, but I think I like the way that I study at home better, because you're accountable for more work. You're accountable for a lot more than just a test at the end.
And concerning the life, what do you think about
it? About the life? I liked life too much. I liked parties. I don't know. Every day is party.
It's only one time in your life,
true.
You know? It's only one time in your life. You have to enjoy your time.
Of course. Yeah, I'm thinking like that, exactly.
But now that the weather's getting better, I really like, you know, walking along the Rhine and enjoying...
You are right, yeah.
And I enjoy to meet some new people.
Of course, different cultures for me, different friends. And I have lots of friends in here. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah, I find the cultural difference is just like walking on the street. You know, in America, we smile when we see people just to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
And here, like, you can even say good morning, like, guten Morgen, and they just kind of look at you, like, why are you talking to me? You know, there's, like, huge cultural differences.
Yes, I understand you, yeah.
And I've had to learn, like, the personal space boundaries. In America, you know, we're very close.
The same.
And touchy.
Yeah,
shape,
you know,
really.
Me too.
Yeah. Here
we can kiss each other in Turkey. In here, yeah, you are right.
Could you imagine going up to an old man and just kissing him on the cheek?
Yes, but anyway, I think it's a good experience for us.
Opportunity, experience, everything for me. I'm so happy right now to be in here.
Hi, I'm here in the studio with Erin today. Erin, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Now, I know that you are from Texas, mm-hmm. from Austin. Is that where you were born, or are you from the university?
I was born in Fort Hood, Texas, but I grew up in the military, so I've lived pretty much everywhere.
Oh, right. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, so you have a lot of intercultural background.
Yes.
Maybe you can tell us about your experiences when you came to Germany. When did you arrive in Germany?
I came to Germany February 16th. At first, I hated it, but I think it was just the cultural shock, you know. It wasn't America anymore.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. That's exactly what I want to know, actually. In how far did you experience a culture shock? What was shocking?
Just everything was so little here. You know, the street signs were completely different. I didn't know what anything meant. All the cars were so tiny. We're used to huge cars in America. Just driving, the light turns yellow before it turns green, and then
okay.
It turns yellow before it turns red. And in America, it only turns yellow before it turns red. So I was trying to figure out what that was. And just the fact that you can't use credit cards here, it's not very common. And in America, you use a debit card or a credit card for everything.
Okay, so that's quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Well, these are mostly facts. So there are facts which are different from America. But how did that affect you emotionally? I mean, I can imagine if you have to climb into a very tiny car, you can feel claustrophobic, for example. But,
yeah.
Well, tell us a little bit about your impressions, about your emotions. Do people have a different attitude from what you're used to in America?
Up front, they're not as friendly as in America. You know, when you're walking down the street, you just smile in recognition. Hey, there's a person.
But in America?
Yeah,
okay.
In America. But here in Germany, they just kind of walk past you, going about their own business. I mean, you can even say hello to them, and they just kind of look at you like, well, okay, I don't know you.
Okay, and so you found that frustrating because you thought they don't like you or something.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But
okay.
At the same time, I found out, though, once you become friends with a German, they're very loving, you know. They love to get to know my culture as an American and everything. So once you get past that first initial meeting, they do open up and become your friend.
Oh, right, yes. And then people say that once you're friends with Germans, then you stay friends with them for a long time or for your life.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. I can't exactly say that because I just met them, but hopefully that'll stand.
So there are a lot of things foreign students are really like about Germany. But what can be the advantages about studying in Germany? Andreas will tell us right now.
Okay, my name is Andreas, and I guess, well, why is studying in Germany attractive for foreign students? One of the reasons may be that in many German regions, universities still don't charge tuition fees, which is a great thing. And actually, the standard of the academic education in Germany is quite high. So these are things that may be attractive to foreign students. If I was a foreign student, I would certainly go for a smaller university because their tuition is a bit more personal. You may still have a chance of talking to professors after class, meeting them during their office hours and maybe also at other times. So actually studying at Rhein-Ahr Campus Remagen is quite interesting from that perspective. It's a small campus in a more or less small town environment. And there, I guess you still have very good chances of really making personal contact with students and professors alike.
Thank you very much for listening to our first show. We hope you enjoyed it and will be with us next time. Our second show will be online on the 9th of June.
Please visit our website on www.absolutely-germany.com. That is www.absolutely-germany.com, where you can find more information about us and our show.
And please also put your pin on the FEPA map so that we can see from where you are listening. Last but not least, you are of course very welcome to leave a comment on our blog or write us an email. We are really looking forward to your feedback and your questions.
And now we like to break with some stereotypes about German music, because there's more to it than Nena and Rammstein. The song you'll be listening to is by a band called Automat, and the title is Ein dickes Paar im Pool. You'll find a translation of the lyrics on our website. Here we go!
Sitzen um uns selbst herum, trinken Apfelsaft mit Wasser und berühren uns am Kopf, indem wir gerne rechnen, aber lieber nicht zu oft. Du fährst mir durchs Haar, ein dickes Paar im Pool und einer davon ich und einer davon du und einer davon ich und alles was ich tu, tu ich für dich und du tust alles was du tust für mich und das ist Schach und ziehen am liebsten mit den Türmen übers Brett. Unsere Telefone sind nicht angestellt. Und wenn ein Star vorübergeht, dann blicken wir sehr interessiert. Doch nur sehr kurz, die Zeit ist knapp, wir sind verliebt. Du bist wie ich. Ich bin wie du. Ein dickes Paar im Pool und einer davon ich. Und einer davon du und einer davon ich und alles was ich tu, tu ich für dich und du tust alles was du tust für mich und das ist gut. Ein dickes Bein Pool, ein dickes Bein Pool, ein dickes Bein Pool. Alles, was du tust, für mich und das ist gut.